Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year. It's January the 1st, 2010 on the East Coast, and on the West Coast, it's still 2009. Isn't that a mind blower? They got two more hours yet.
Wait a minute, hold it, it's still 2009 in Hawaii.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about the West Coast. hang on. It's nice to have you with us. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and you're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com.
Also, and Windtalkers Radio Network.
Hang on. We like to welcome those listening to us, as you heard. This is an echo now. On Windtalkers Radio Network and on BlogTalkRadio.com as well. Well, a lot's going on. I think tonight is going to be a wild night, I can tell. Why? Because our guest is a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977, and he's been celebrating the new year all day long. So, well, let's bring him right on the show right now.
I got news for you. We're not former, we're always Marines.
Drew Malone Reigns III. Drew, welcome to the show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year around the world. It's been a great day. It is now after midnight here in the central time zone of the United States to all my Marines in Pascagoula, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri. Semper Fi. Happy New Year.
Yes. Now, did you move your microphone far away from your mouth because you were louder?
Well, I can move it. I can move the microphone up next to my mouth.
All right. There you go. Now I can hear you. You
know. Oh. Do I need to say that again?
No. So, lots going on, Drew. What's the news? What's the word tonight?
Hey, well, it's another day above dirt. What's the word? We're still broke, and the government cannot figure out how Drew Malone Reigns III is still fighting them. How people like that at other networks, like Loudmouth down in Texas, people down there in California, over in Oregon at American Voice Radio, and all the other little radio stations out there that have big time networks, they cannot figure how Drew Malone Reigns III is now surpassing with his 2-hour show all of their listenerships throughout the day. I mean, it's just blowing them away that Drew Reigns is still out there fighting with no money, no real income, and still survived. And for 2009 has now, with 51,000 listeners today on my show, that was documented through Blog Talk Radio and through by girl there in New Zealand. Who was monitoring, who set up the entire phone bridge all by herself. She set up 25 phone bridges around the world. I want to tell you, Bobby was just one heck of a blessing. And Larissa, she was out there having margaritas and pina coladas when my show started at Zulu time, 2200. Which worked out to be midnight there in Simferopol and Sochi, Russia. And my girlfriend, Yovana, Yoshina Yovana, Vidlana, she was a little inebriated.
Inebriated?
at midnight her time.
Did you say inebriated?
inebriated.
Okay, well, we get new words every time you're on the show. You know.
Well, you know how Marines are. We improvise.
My dictionary says can't find. Can't.
Well, I got news for you. We don't use a dictionary. You just tell us where the war is. We'll take care of it. You know, this weather. The weather farm and the weather ranchers out there that are doing their best to bring the station to all my Little Rock friends who are tuning in tonight for the very first time. I want to let them know that I don't care where you are around Little Rock, it's still cold out here in the southwest. It's part of town.
Yeah. Well,
and the cops around in droves tonight around the state of Arkansas. I don't know where they are around you. But here in Arkansas, you'd think that somebody robbed a bank. There's so many cops on the road.
Oh, I know. They're everywhere. Drew.
They're everywhere. Woo!
Drew, before we go on, I want to make a short public service announcement here for listeners. A couple of nights ago, we were attacked. I say attacked, meaning the servers were attacked. And it was during my show, and a lot of people had trouble finding the stream. Now, on the BBS homepage, if that should ever happen again, and it does happen from time to time, especially when you're dealing with the sensitive topics that we were dealing with. I was talking about Dwight David Eisenhower that night and my genealogical research, and they didn't want that information to get out, so they decided to try to bring the show down. So when that happens, look on the home page. There's an alternate stream button there that you can pick up the stream, okay? And they're going to have to look for that server. Anyway, so you shouldn't miss a lick. And in the future, we're going to be updated that they're not going to be able to interfere unless they shut off the power all the way around the world. And then I think we'll have battery backup at that time. So, just so you know, if the stream should happen to go down and you refresh your browser and the stream button and it's not coming up, try the alternate. Okay, Drew. End of public service announcement.
End of public service announcement. Wait a minute here. Wait, we're supposed to get interrupted. Isn't there a guy over there at BBS Radio? He's supposed to come over to do the public service announcement.
Well, you know, it's New Year's now, so we're cutting them some slack.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, it's 2 hours for New Year's. I mean, it's only 10:20 or 10:15 over there in California.
Well,
he's got plenty of time. He should be able to do his own info commercial.
Well, Drew, what's going on now? You've talked to, actually, you talked to Bob Chapman, but he wasn't on your show today. Has he given you any heads up on what's going on with the world finances, or in particular in this country?
Get prepared. Yes, he gave me some input. Get prepared. Get ready. With all, joking aside, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the precipice of a collapse that the world has never seen in its history. The time for all men to come to the aid of their country is never been as great as it is right now. Americans worldwide are being attacked. We are 300 million strong with 50 million illegal immigrants, and the Council of Seven, which are the seven most elite of the elite, the seven who control the Bilderbergs, are out here ready to decimate the population of this planet to bring it down to less than $500 million. And Bob Chapman has sent his warnings, his feelings that we all, regardless of what country we're in, what nation we're in, that it is time to stand up. The people of the United States are the last vestiges of real fighters, independent men and women that are willing to die for God, the creator of this universe, for Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, for liberty, for morals, and for justice. As sad as it sounds, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, in every club, in every place, regardless of the atmosphere that's going on right now, you all have got to make a decision as we turn into 2010, regardless of where you are. This next decade begins, and the rest of your life begins today. You need to understand one simple thing. The entire population of this planet can be placed in the island of Australia. You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. The entire population of the planet can be placed in Australia with one fourth of a hectare of land, with proper knowledge and assistance and training. The entire population of the planet can have one fourth of a hectare. That is, those of you in the United States of America, one-fourth of a hectare is one-half of an acre of land for your family. Proper knowledge, with square foot gardening, you can raise your food 12 months out of the year and feed a family of four on your own one-half of a hectare of land. Bob Chapman knows it. Bob Chapman understands it. Bob Chapman understands gold and silver and bullets and food. Not necessarily in that order. And Bob Chapman has told me off the record that this year will try the souls of men never been seen on the history of written words that we have. The only other time that anything, what we're about to go through, is possibly written in the scrolls of Atlantis. And even though many tell us that, well, we discovered Atlantis here or there or yonder, the bottom line, regardless of where Atlantis is, we the people have got to stand up and do something. Not in the history of this planet, not in the history of any nation, has a group of men from Bilderbergers or whatever have reached the precipice of controlling everything. The last obstacle, Don, and listeners, to save justice and morality of this planet sits here in a land that we call the United States of America. In the hearts of less than 30 million. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 30 million Americans stand heart to heart, shoulder to shoulder, body to body, and scares the living daylights out of the men that meet around the world and call themselves the Bilderbergers and those that control the Bilderbergers, the Council of Seven. And who are these seven? I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that one of them is the leader of the Rothschilds. The second of them is the leader of the Rockefellers. The third is the leader of, forgive my lack of terminology, the Putins. You ever heard of that name, Putin, Don?
Well, some pronounce it Putin.
Some pronounce it Putin.
Yeah.
And the fourth is the family that ruled and ruled Japan. And the fifth is the family that rules and controls China. And the fifth is the family that rules and controls India. And who are the other two? Pick and choose, ladies and gentlemen. If you go and do your own search engine, you will find that out of nowhere, the Clinton family, who are the Clinton family? Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Clinton are ranked in the top 50 of the strongest people in the world. The Queen Elizabeth and her family are one of the top seven council members, if not the head of the seven council. So who is the seventh? It's unknown to me. It's not even speculated by me. But Don, I will tell you this. Evil prevails when good men do nothing. If good men sit back and just chop the wood and bring the fire, make sure the fireplace is running to keep the house warm for their kids, it tells everybody to move on. I've got more to do on my plate to cut the firewood to keep my family warm. Those people are going to perish in the days coming. Financially, ladies and gentlemen, financially, as Bob Chapman puts it, get yourselves out of the banks. If your bank that you have a checking account with a safety deposit box is an interstate bank, you need to get out and get into an intrastate bank. You need to find your own little small community banks and move your assets as much as possible into the small community banks. The big banks, all you got to do is turn around and look. They just got bailed out with $4 trillion of money today or yesterday.
I know. Isn't that obscene? And we've been reporting the theft. They've been involved in this theft from day one. And we're talking of hundreds or even thousands of trillions of dollars. Why do they need another $4 trillion? See, this is... This is a startup money for more of the scamming that's going on. That's all it is.
And Don, look at California. On my News and Views for tomorrow, I've got a news clip, a video news clip that my personal friend, Colorado Al, sent to me today. And the news clip concerns the travesties of events that's going on in California. it amazes me that what is going on in California. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go out there, there's a YouTube video out there concerning these evil events going on right now. It's on YouTube. And
do you know what title it's under?
You know, right off the top of my head, I don't know. But yes, I probably do have that title listed here somewhere Colorado Al sent to me. And if you'll bear with me, I'll see. I think it's in it wasn't an instant message. It was an email sent to me. And therefore, it's sort of kind of hard to look up. But I get these little tidbits from Al all the time. And I played that today to see if I could play it on my radio show, and it wouldn't play. But the things that are going on out there, it's called touring on the land. Is that what it's called? Let's see here. Yeah, here it is. It's called, it was actually something that was put out on YouTube video and promoted by Brass Check TV. And the actual title is Touring the California Wasteland. And the YouTube title is I Am Legend, Economic Collapse in America. I Am Legend, Economic Collapse in America. I watched this, Don. I sent it off to Bob Chapman. It wasn't a good clip to play for radio because it was a lot of video that people need to watch and see the devastation and the immense destruction can only be shown in the video, where 200 acres, Don, of land that once held homes, that once had streets, curb, and gutters, fire hydrants, 200 acres of homes were foreclosed on by banksters, that's bank, B-A-N-K-S-T-E-R-S, banksters. And they bulldozed 200 acres and carted it off to the wood pile and burned it. 200 acres of homes. Ladies and gentlemen, the banksters spent $1.58 billion to put a 6-foot cyclone fence around 200 acres, bulldozed the homes so they didn't have to pay $7,000 a month in penalties to the local government because they didn't have, the banksters foreclosed on the builders, and because the builders didn't have enough money, they walked away from the project of building all these homes. And the homes that were bought and paid for, the banksters went in and bought them so the families could move off to somewhere else. Why? Because in the entire 200 acres, there were only six homes that were occupied by families that bought the home and paid for it in cash. And that was just one. And in the video that you watch touring the California wasteland, quote, I am legend, economic collapse in America, it's on YouTube. I am legend, economic collapse in America. The man that does the video, that's been shooting the video and talking to a news reporter, they drive through another subdivision, and it's like a ghost town. The houses are already completed, and there's only a handful of people that are living in the homes and making monthly payments. What's going to happen to that 500-acre project? 500 acres of homes, ladies and gentlemen, where one quarter of an acre is a lot for the house. You do the math. 500 acres. Each house sits on less than one quarter of an acre. We're talking about 2,000 lots. And ladies and gentlemen, less than 60 homes are occupied, where people are making their mortgage payments and mowing their grass and making sure their specific home looks good, and praying that others will come and move in. But the banksters own these homes, where these houses used to sell for $300,000 to $350,000 to $400,000, you can pick one up for $130,000 right now, cash, on a mortgage. And if you have cash to buy it all the way out, as a real estate broker, I picked the phone up today and called California, and I found out that if you have the cash, you can walk into any one of the three banks that owns all these houses in that 500 acres, you could slap down a cashier's check for $100,000, and the bank will take you to the most expensive steak dinner you can lay your hands on in Burbank, California, with all the trimmings and the tip, and take your $100,000 and give you 100% title deed to the house in that 500 acres.
Do you get your pick between Chadney's and the Porterhouse?
Get your pick whether you want the Porterhouse or the T-Bone.
No,
maybe you want the roast beef tips.
Those are two restaurants I named.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about all those restaurants because you live up there in the heart of Ohio, and I'm jealous because right down the road is Daryl Dickinson from you, and the best longhorn beef in the world is raised right there in Ohio. They don't raise good longhorn beef in Texas anymore. The largest longhorn beef grower is in Ohio, of all places, because they got good water. That blows me away, I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh God. Well, it's one more day in the life of the United States. To the audience and to Don, I want to tell you, where are we going? Where are we going, Don? They're lying about Eisenhower. They've lied about Chesty Puller. They've lied about General Smedley Butler. They've lied about the other officers that have tried to warn us, who have walked away from office. And here we are, Don. We're on the precipice of a civil war that is going on. And Don, have you noticed it's not just a civil war that's coming to the United States? It's a civil war that's coming to Iceland. the United Kingdom, Greece, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Germany, France, Spain, Portugal. They're fighting in the streets in a red today. But our news media is not even talking about it.
No, they're talking about Tiger Woods still.
Oh, the latest news is Tiger Woods lost another sponsor.
AT&T.
Big deal. Tiger Woods made the bed, put the sheets on it, and he needs to just come out and apologize to everybody. There's nobody that's going to dispute that Tiger Woods is one of golf's greatest players, if not the greatest, at the age of 33 years old. But Jack Nicklaus has got the morals and is still the greatest player in my book, as well as Arnold Palmer. And most people don't even know who Slamming Sammy Snead is. But most of Sam Snead's records are still intact. And the only person out there that could possibly knock down Slamming Sammy Snead's records is Tiger Woods. And most people don't even know who Slamming Sammy Snead is. And it's a shame, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in a society where we put sports figures out there who are just human beings. It's like my personal friend, Colorado Al. Don, Colorado Al says, who cares who the champion of the NFL was in 1778? People don't remember the team players. Well, you know, most people could care less who the National Football League champion was in 1957. Or even know the fact that there was, in 1961, there was a football champion for the NFL and the AFL. Yeah, it amazes me. Most young people today can't even remember General Greene as the commandant of the United States Marine Corps 30 years ago. Or Sergeant Major Black was the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps 30 years ago. 200 years from now, who's going to care about Drew Raines doing a radio show? 200 years from now, who's going to care who was the Southeast Conference champion in 2009? Or 2010 as the champion for the college collegiate football title? How many people even know who the rugby champion was in 1995? Or how about, I'll make it easy. Who was the rugby champion of the world in just last, or year before last?
I got 2007. One for you. What country were the champs from Australian rules football from?
What? Who the champion from Australia rules football?
No,
I got this for you. It's Australia.
Drew, we got a caller on the line here.
I got an answer for the caller, but he may not like it.
Well, I think it's a she. Allison, are you on the line? Welcome to Evan.
I am, yes. I am a she. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Where are you calling
from?
Happy
New Year, too. I'm calling from just outside L.A. at Canoga Park in California.
It's still 2009 over there.
It is. Yep, it is. I'm sorry about that.
I detected that Canoga Park accent. actually.
Oh, you did? It sticks out. Yeah, everyone says the same thing. Well, you know, here, chaps, I called because in the face of all the crises and corruption and things that you identify that people, human beings, are facing in present-day times and climes, many changes as well, I wanted to help give your listeners a public service announcement, which has been, for the last 2 months, broadcast all over America and globally. It's not a product, this is not a sell, but a service that's free. Is it okay to continue to speak? Hello?
Well, are you handing out money, or...?
No, it's a global intervention on fire burns that works very precisely. People's pain is gone in minutes, their burn is gone in hours, with use of a subliminal technology that is proving itself on the ground with ordinary Americans who called in after the Coast to Coast show, where I was on telling them the protocol of what to do and how to use this in the event of a burn. In particular, mothers, because they're the first people on scene usually who would know that their child had been burned. And it was simply that they would give their name, date of birth, place of birth, and if possible a photograph through to a hotline that's manned 24 hours a day, which is 818-332-6445, and do it within the first half an hour of the burn. Now, open-minded, we've had floods of open-minded Americans doing just that when they burned their hands on hot piping gravy with the turkey dinner at Thanksgiving, or another a woman who burned the side of her hand off while she was putting something in the oven, and then somebody else who's burned his leg on his car radiator. All of these people emailed us within an hour. We have the testimonies, and they're willing to talk to the press. They all said, this is astonishing, and this, how the heck did you do that? The pain's gone. The burn's disappearing. The blisters just went down before my eyes. I can touch it now. I can drive. I can type. And we've had astonishing results, and we want as many people to know as possible, so they can put that number in their cell phones or keep the email address, which is another means of sending through your burn case, which is fireburndoctor@aol.com. You just send through those basic data details, name, date of birth, place of birth, and if possible a photograph, and at the time when the burn happened. Tons of information, but it's very real. It's been happening now in most states throughout America since just before Thanksgiving on the 21st of November. I was on panic. And sure enough, many, many people have come in, as well as for training. This is trainable. Within half an hour of being trained, it's exactly the same results. It's an ancient tool which has got a modern-day application. But we've tried on officials' doors this has been known by officials for over 10 years, more than that, by both UK and American officials, Congress, governments, high decision-making authorities that have just done nothing. And it's becoming a crime because there are hundreds of thousands of people burned every year who are needlessly suffering the effects of severe burns, and they don't have to. I urge yourself and your listeners to take a look at the website, fireburndoctor.com, where you'll see case reports that have been going on these last few weeks. They are contactable, real people. They're extremely easy to verify and very easy to test what I'm saying. Any kind of burn, whether it's on a stove or it's a third-degree burn, the intervention works precisely the same way for a first or a third-degree burn.
Now, if you get burned by a bank or some other financial institution, does it work for that, too?
Oh, well, that's a different kind of fire, isn't it? But this very... yeah, precisely. This is a practical thing that, you know, we're a couple of hours away from fireworks, major, throughout California, and it's already gone off your end. I think you're East Coast, aren't you?
Well, I'm in the Midwest. Our guest tonight, Drew Raines, is in the South. But he's in the central time zone. So, we've heard so many stories, about all the wildfires that, really weren't really wildfires per se, but, probably intentional destruction of property just to cause property values to crash.
Yeah, absolutely. There's soldiers being put in more and more into war zones where they're getting burned.
Yeah.
accidents in the home with more and more technology in the home where the kids are getting burned. There are people getting burned every single day, and hundreds, even thousands of people can be taken care of every day using this. Where they grow skin. They have no pain.
I have a question for you, Allison. Now, are you Allison McDermott, who was on Coast to Coast with Ian Punnett? Back in November, I think.
Indeed, that's it. I'm the spokesperson for the Fireburn Doctor team.
Okay,
and I've been busting my rear end to tell as many press bods this pre-holiday period and during this holiday to put the alert out. We've reports in from burn victims who used this and were astonished and thrilled and shocked and grateful that their burn pain went within minutes and their burn within hours. And we're getting more and more severe cases, but the really dramatic visual proof will be when people call in somebody who's been cooked in a car or a terrorist bombing or a or an explosion on an oil rig or something where they have third-degree burns, but they've survived. But somebody knows about this, had this number, this 818-332-6445 number in their cell phone, and they call through the guy's details, name, date of birth, place of birth, and if possible, a picture, but it's not essential, and it, not a picture of the burn either, but we need to know when the burn's happened. It's got a fed through to us within half an hour of the burn happening.
Well, maybe, you know, I haven't finished putting my January schedule together. If you would leave your contact information with Don, who answered your call, I would like to invite you to the show to give you a little bit of publicity to talk about this.
Oh, that would be marvelous. I would also, you know, if I don't know how live you go. Do you have callers, callers kind of thing? How does it go?
Well, some nights we get calls, but this is an information-based show. It's not driven by commercials or corporate interests.
This isn't a product,
it's
and the
truth
motive
radio.
Behind this. The motive behind this is not for anything other than to show proof of a higher power, accessible, harnessable, trainable, very much in use, very precise, that's results can be seen scientifically, medically, and recorded by the media, filmed over and over. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest thing that's going on the planet.
I would be interested in this purely to address the ills in the political arena as well. So maybe.
Well, in influence technology, I think you may have a sense of that it has other applications, yes, only on a benevolent level. But when you think of somebody whose mind is giving damaging self-destruct information about being burned, like when a person is burned and their, I don't know, a quarter of an inch of their outer extremity has been cooked, and but their brain is sending out, I want to die, this is so horrific, it's so painful, they send out this malformed brain instruction, and it's that is bypassed. Now, that burn reaction is from generations of conditioning to respond to how we respond to fire. It's inherent, that's what, it's burn, it's painful, oh God, this is terrible, is our tape that we play when we've burned ourselves. That is bypassed. That's all that happens, which is deliciously simple and trainable to fire crews in every city if they so choose. And its effect is the body is suddenly unimpeded, can heal itself in ridiculously rapid time. It removes the pain, it stops the shock reaction, it stops the fibrillating heart rhythms, the ridiculous over-the-top adrenaline and other hormonal pump-outs that it just did in reaction to the fire, stops all that. Because it's simply bypassed.
Okay, and well, I'll be happy to talk to you about that on a show. And
can
if
I
you
email
would
you?
Stay on the line and give your information, your contact, you know, phone and email to Don Newsom, I would be very, very happy. And I'll contact you about coming on the show.
Well, wonderful. I just ask you very earnestly if it can be sooner rather than later, while the children are still on holiday, they're unsupervised in the house, their matches around, Christmas trees, combustibles, the statistics on children burned at this time of the year triple.
Well, is next Tuesday soon enough for you?
Well, heck, that would be great. That would be great. Now, would that be a live thing that people are hearing there and then, or is it a pre-recording? I don't know.
Oh, no, this is live. You're on a live show right now. This is heard around the world. So,
what we're speaking of right now.
And it's heard on some other planets, too. So.
Are you serious?
Hey, lady, you're being heard right now in New Zealand.
Oh, well, that's
Australia.
Wonderful.
So,
it's really, that's great.
I'm getting IMs from Australia right now that are saying, what are you doing interviewing somebody from down under?
Well, we want Australians to know that number, too. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Okay, they'll have a trunk call, international call cost of about 10 seconds to pay for to get that information across, and then sit back and watch. We want ground, people on the ground, ordinary folk, being the people who handle the proof, because we trust that more than the officials.
Oh, yes, definitely.
See the proof. We've got dozens and dozens of people who are phoning up coast to coast, phoning up mainstream Fox, ABC, NBC, and saying, well, it happened to me. I don't know how, but my pain disappeared. The pain went from 8, 9 to 1 in 2 minutes. I don't understand, but it's true. I don't understand it, but God bless them. It's great. Let's get it out there. And there's dozens of people that are eager to speak to people, but it's a brick wall. It's horrendous.
Yes. Well, we'll probably get some calls in on Tuesday, too, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so. I hope maybe people may be able to network this in a proliferation that's fast, speedy, and gets it into the public's hands immediately. We can't wait, really.
Well, we've done that tonight a little bit, but we'll work on that next Tuesday. How's that?
Well, fabulous. Yes, I would be delighted.
Okay. I wish you a very happy New Year, Allison, and thanks for calling
in. Thank you very much, and I hope it's very prosperous and everything you truly intend comes to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, Drew.
That's a sexy voice. I agree.
Well, I was going to ask if you had any burns that you need attended to.
If what?
If you have any burns, you need tended to.
No, I'm not out there in the fire pit. I'm actually starting the fires.
All right. Well,
hey, let me throw this at you. With all sincerity, when you turn 70, you get a gun and 3 bullets. Okay? And with the 3 bullets, and the fact that you're already 70 years old, you're allowed to shoot 1 senator and 2 representatives. Of course, you'll be sent to prison where you'll get 3 meals a day, a roof over your head,
and all the health care
you need.
Drew, adjust your mic, please.
What do I need to do?
Yeah, bring it a little closer.
A little closer, okay.
You sound like you're in the other room.
Well, that's because you called in and you came in on my secondary computer instead of my primary, and we're using a mic on the secondary computer that's a little I'm not used to using.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, bottom line is that when you turn 70, you get a gun with 3 bullets. You're at that time, being at 70 years old and over, you're allowed to shoot 1 senator and 2 United States congressional representatives. And of course, you'll be sent to prison where you'll get 3 meals a day, a roof over your head, and all the health care you ever wanted. New teeth, great. New glasses, no problemo. A new hip, outstanding. Knee, kidney, lung, heart, bring it on. And who'll be paying for all this? Well, I got news for you. It's the same government that sent you to jail that just told you that you are too old for health care. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about just recently, the government of the United States made the comment and they're attempting to pass Obamacare. And they're telling you right up front that you're too old for health care. You know, this is the same government that runs the post office. This is the same government that runs the whorehouse in Nevada that can't make a profit in a whorehouse selling booze. Obviously, there's a problem when you can't operate a whorehouse and sell liquor. And since you are now a prisoner, because you shot one senator and two representatives, guess what? You don't have to pay income taxes anymore. So the IRS can suck hind manures. Welcome to the world of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. Well, that actually was a nice call that we got, because I planned in January, and dealing with a lot of health issues anyway, you know, so many people have died from the swine flu. It's a travesty. And, of course, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, for some reason, that didn't catch on. Now, there's a lot of people that got sick from all the things that they're spraying in the chemtrails and things that they're spraying at night with choppers and with low-flying airplanes. It's been reported too often all over the world to ignore that that's going on. But anything that will empower people, and anything that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, especially if you've burned an arm and a leg, and you've only got one good arm and one good leg left. I guess it's the insatiable desire for power and wealth and control over people. There is no reason anymore being exercised by the powers that be. They just dream up the most hideous concepts and somehow find a way to put them into writing. They call it law, and everybody's supposed to follow it. I think that the times are changing, Drew, and you know, you mentioned civil war. I think you're going to have the people united together. It's not going to be two factions of people like in the Civil War. The ideology here is the corruption of the government and the people's desire to put an end to it. That's where we're at it. So if there is,
wait a minute, put an end to the corruption, but not put an end to the government. Okay.
No, I'm saying put an end to the corruption, of course.
I understand that, but the way it came out, the way you said it, there's a lot of idiots out here down at Bliss Air Force Base that have the idea that you're trying to say put an end to government, and what you're saying is put an end to the evil of government. Yeah. We don't want these idiots with their sheepskin paper or PhDs to think that they're reading something into something that you said, okay?
I think most people understand what I'm saying.
But it's the jerks that sit over there in the control booth that pick the phone up and call the SWAT team and says, go out there and grab Don Nikoloff because he said he wanted the end of the government.
Well, I want an end to corrupt government. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I know, but I was trying to clarify it to protect you, because any information presented on this show concerning the liability of we the people is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure
corrupt
any disease of the government.
Yeah, well, you understand what I'm saying.
Welcome to George Orwell's world of the New World Order, Big Brother.
Talk about a Tavistock book. you know, Orwell, actually, I think he penned two books, didn't he? 1984. and of course, 1984 came and went, and here we are. Now 2010, I think the corruption has caught up. You see, they didn't think that people would figure all this out. Not enough have awakened, and I guess you don't have to really concern yourself about those that are asleep. They'll stay asleep even if there is a revolution. They'll sleep through it. As long as you give them basketball and football and baseball and Dancing with the Stars and American Idol, they'll be satisfied. And of course, your famous seven course meal, the hot dog.
Obviously, they got to get that seven course dinner in front of them, i.e., their hot dog and their six pack, to sit down and say Happy New Year, and everything is fine and dandy. But at the same time, the black booted thugs are kicking in the back door and raping your daughter. By the way, it's 20 seconds to New Year's in New Orleans.
Yeah, they're going to go crazy there, aren't they?
Amen. 15 seconds to all those Marines down in New Orleans that are not listening to this show, that have broken away. I want to welcome all of you in 4 seconds. It is now Happy New Year's in New Orleans, Chicago, St. Louis, where's those other places?
Oklahoma,
like Dallas?
City.
Oklahoma City. Welcome to New Year's, Little Rock, Arkansas. God bless all of you.
And
it's not, and I beg your pardon, it's 1 hour late. It's really, I said New Orleans, Colorado. It's now 2010 in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, mountain time now.
Mountain time. I'm looking at the wrong clock. It's now, all those people out there in Butte, Montana, and Colorado, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome to 2010.
Now, how many clocks do you have, Drew?
I'm sitting here with, 17
clocks.
They only cost $4 a piece.
Do they keep good time?
Keep pretty darn good time, as long as I keep a brand new battery in them. But I'll tell you this much. You need to make sure you use the Duracell battery because they're the best. And that's not to take anything away from EverReady, but believe it or not, I'm fed up with the EverReady people. They have four different versions of batteries, and you don't know which one's good or which one's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Duracells are good batteries.
So when I go to buy a battery, the first thing I look for is a Duracell because Duracell only makes one type, good. they don't make a good, medium, and not so good.
Yeah. Now, Drew, you're talking to a lot of people around the world here in our closing minutes here. What are the boys in the military saying if they can talk, or what are the civilians, the expatriates saying about what's going on in other parts of the world?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. We got 2 more hours? Yeah, we got plenty of time. This is 2010. No, in all seriousness, Don, as we move into 2010 in Colorado and the mountain time zone, in this next 55 minutes as we move California into the new year, ladies and gentlemen, we've got military men out there that are coming home right now. They're out at airports. Many of you see them every day. And I'm going to ask you, as a former United States Marine, as a Marine for eternity, I'm going to ask you to do me one favor. You don't have to send me money to keep me on the radio. You don't have to send me Christmas cards, New Year's cards, birthday cards, Easter cards. If you want to honor me, when you're in an airport or downtown in a bus station or just downtown or in a mall and you see a military man, I don't care if he's in United States Marine Corps green or Navy blue, Air Force blue, or Army greens, walk over to him and shake his hand. And when you do so, hand him the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence in a pocket, you know, those little pocket constitutions that everybody should get their hands on. If you call your congressman, he'll send you up to 10 for free. If you want to buy them, they cost as little as a buck and a half to $2 a piece. And if you buy more than 20 at a time, it costs a dollar. If you buy 500 of them at a time, it costs 80 cents. They're referred to as the pocket constitution for people, and you need to give that to that Marine or that Army or Air Force or Navy or Coast Guardsman, National Guardsman. As you hug that man, if you're a woman, and if you're a man, reach down and grab that young boy's hand. Slap your hand in the middle of it and give it the bear, the real bear handshake. And you're going to look at that young man, and he's going to look awful darn young. I was out to the airport here in Little Rock, Arkansas, visiting a friend of mine that works at the base, at the Air Force, at the National Airport facility. And I was amazed at how young these 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old boys are that are coming back from Iraq and Iran, and the strain in their eyes. I don't remember the strain in the eyes of my fellow Marines when we came back from Vietnam. I remember the hate that the kids had around California. But I don't remember any hate when I came to Louisiana from the kids from sitting there at college.
Drew, I hate
from LSU.
I hate to interrupt you. We've got another caller on the line. We've got John in Chicago. Can we take another call?
Happy New Year, John.
John,
hello,
are you
John.
Up? Well, maybe
we lost George.
Maybe he's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call into the show, you got to call in and give us a second and get me to shut up.
Hang on. I think we got him now.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah,
Happy
really.
New Year.
Sorry,
yeah.
I thought we lost you.
Right to go. Way to go, Don.
Yeah, what I got is three little boys I'm trying to take care of. I'm a stay-at-home father. What I wanted to wish everybody was a Happy New Year. Keep the K-bar sharp and the boots by the door. But I wanted to thank you, gentlemen, for both of your radio shows. And without you, we wouldn't get this information, you know? Especially Don, with what you do with all the research that you do, and Drew with what you do for the soldiers, and I just hope that people would wake up and just get out there and just start getting their ammo, getting their, you know, their food ready, and if something happens, let's just protect the people that need the help.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Well, I appreciate the compliment. Have you been listening to this show very long?
About 2 months, and I'm subscribing to BBS Radio. And, Drew, I'm listening. I'm not a subscriber yet, but I've been listening for about a month, sir. And I'm really loving everything that you talk about. And, one question. You know, what do we need to do to wake the people up? I would love to get on the radio. I mean, do I sound like I have a good radio voice? Do you think I could do a radio show on one of these?
In a heartbeat.
Sure.
In a heartbeat. My email address is Drew, DREWRAINES. Send me an email. We got slots on Wind Talkers Radio in the morning and in the afternoon, and just before this show, there's 2 hours of research that Wind Talkers listeners or station owners are looking for people to rebroadcast.
Sounds good to me.
Maybe you should get a show on BBS. You know,
and you can get a show on BBS radio.
Yeah, I was trying, you know, you've got, one thing I want to mention is this Dr. Bill Deagle. I've got to get you guys on there. I've been looking into it. I mean,
I was on his show a couple of months ago when he did a round table on the swine flu. And
right.
At the time, I had discovered that Dr. Orly Tate's husband was in bed with Novartis, and his Daylight Chemical Systems, Inc., which is the company that does the computer work for all of the genome mapping that Novartis does. And isn't that interesting? Somebody that was suing Obama over a birth certificate had a husband that was hand-in-hand working with the patent holder of the swine flu vaccine. Amazing.
Amazing. Can I just say one last thing, and then you can let me go? To the guys over there that actually, what is it, General Jeremiah with the Federation.
The Galactic Federation, yes.
Yes, I wanted to say hello to him and say a prayer for him and all that he's doing. And I wish you gentlemen the best of luck and success, and hope your radio shows just get the word out there and do. We all need to do what we need to do. But I just hope that things don't, you know, the poop don't hit the fan, so to speak, and I hope we don't go into a revolution. Let's try to have a legal militia. There's something out there called Jurisdictionary. We're trying to have local chapters, and they are international, and we're trying to do what we can.
Yes. Well, you know, we're upon that time of the year when people make resolutions as to what they're going to do. They're going to give up a bad habit. They're going to lose some weight. They're going to get a job. They're going to straighten out their lives. And certainly we could all say, I'm going to wake somebody up. Everybody knows 10 people. If you just wake up 10 people and they wake up 10 people, in 8 days, the whole world will be awake.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
all,
Don, if you were around the people that I was around trying to straighten these people out, it's like trying to put a nail into a brick. What do you do about these people?
Well, you got to reach their heart. That's not a popular term with some people. But you see, they've taught us to feel things in our mind instead of the place in our physiology, the place in our true self is our heart. That discernment that I talk about all the time, that Drew talks about, and Dr. A. Chuat, all the other guests that I have on my show, have tremendous discernment. And they're discerning in the heart. They've taught us to focus on images and words and sounds, and those are things that affect the mind. Okay, the answers are within our heart. That's the only way I know to tell you, and that's our connection to the Creator.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for the time, and you both have a good evening.
You too, and a Happy New Year, and call
happy
in again.
Happy New Year,
and
God bless.
God bless, sir.
It's Semper Fi. Okay. Make sure that K-bar is sharp.
It's sharp, sir. It's sharp.
For the listeners out there that don't understand what a K-bar is, it is a Marine Corps knife, like a Bowie knife. It is very sharp. It's got two sides on it. Both sides are sharper than a razor blade, and it's 8 inches long. It is the Marine Corps knife that of survival. Sorry about that.
No,
that's I had to put that in there.
That's okay. We didn't cover much history tonight, so.
Well, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. We stopped giving out the Marine Corps makeup siphon in 1804. Those of you that didn't know that the United States Marine Corps got an extra bit in their paycheck every month of $5. For makeup, the United States Marine Corps was the only branch of service in the history of the United States to ever issue makeup as an extra incentive. And what the makeup for was to make your hair white, of all things. And we did away with the makeup, and we did away with the leather neck around the collar because it was unnecessary in the sense that all Marines of the United States Marine Corps stayed on board as sharpshooters when we fought our wars at sea. So there was no need for the 3-inch thick leather neck that was worn around the neck to keep the sabers from vessels of other ships from coming down around the neck of the Marines, who basically the Marine Corps learned real fast to don't let the Marines on deck, put them up in the rafters of the sails because they were such excellent shots. So with all that said, we'll get back to the show.
Yeah,
it's New Year's.
Well, it's about time for us to go, Drew. But
really? Where are we going?
We're going to hit the rack.
Oh, you're going to hit the rack? You're going to use a baseball bat? You're going to get a cane pole? I want to let you know, Don, that I have been proud to be on your show this year. I've been proud to have you as a guest host on my show. And those of you that want to know, he gets 2 full hours on Mondays with my ranting on Mondays, AMD. Alpha Michael Delta dot Echo Lima Quebec Ulysses India Tango Yankee. That's AMDLEquity.com. Don Nikoloff is with me every Monday to talk about his newest articles and promote BBS Radio. I want to let you all know that BBS Radio has been a proud sponsor of truth, putting out the truth and letting you know about entertainment at a very inexpensive price. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to pay for radio to come into your home, and thank God we still have liberty in the United States of free speech. And I want to thank Don Nikoloff for the fantastic, unresearchable knowledge that Don Nikoloff goes down and finds the knowledge and brings it to we the people. I want to let you all know, ladies and gentlemen, Don Nikoloff, in my eyes, is the Thomas Paine of the 21st century. And I'm not a talk show host. I'm nobody. I'm just a United States Marine that's willing to put up, instead of shutting up, I'm willing to go out and reach and touch somebody at 1,000 yards. I'm not going to go quietly in the night. And I want to thank Don Newsom and the staff at BBS Radio for all that they do to bring on independent talk show hosts so we, the independent owners of radio stations around the world that have loosely gotten together as Wind Talkers Radio Network, and we can pick and choose individually the radio shows, and we're proud to come to BBS Radio and bring those radio show hosts occasionally around the world. And we want to thank all of the listeners out there, because if it wasn't for you, the listeners, we would not be here. And that's all I've got to say for 2009. You want to hear me rant? AMD.ELEquity. I'm doing a live show tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Chicago time for those of you in Zurich, Illinois. And for the rest of you around the world, it's 2200 Zulu GMT time. Thank you, Don.
Drew, thank you. Thank you for your kind words, and I'm honored to have you as a guest on my show. It's becoming every week now. Actually, we've sort of picked out Thursdays, though I move you around for a change once in a while.
Oh, I like to take a vacation.
But I appreciate the work that you're doing and all the people that you brought into my life and into my show.
No. I haven't brought anybody.
Oh,
as we leave 2010, I'd like to honor Mary Ann Ponder, who is really the instrument that brought Don Nikoloff, Greg Evenson, and Drew Raines together. And ladies and gentlemen, we aren't the Three Stooges. We're the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, you know, I came across a message that Mary Ann left on my website about a year and a half ago, and it brought back a lot of good memories. She had spent a little bit of time on my website, but she was perusing the archives. By the way, the website currently is undergoing some annual maintenance and upgrading and updating and things like that. So people are just going to get the homepage, but should be up and running within the next couple of days, full swing, and even better. But I came across Mary Ann's message to me, and she was elated to have spent quite a bit of time that particular day, and she took the time to leave me a note in the comment section, and she promised that she was going to come back and try to soak up everything that she could off of the site. She found it extremely revealing, and this is during the period, by the way, when she was still trying to bring us together, get us working together. She had the vision to see that people need to network, people need to communicate, and people need to actually put out that love vibration. There's very little of that. You know, there's a song that Burt Bacharach wrote a number of years ago that was sung by Dionne Warwick. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And that is so true. Even today, here we are in 2010, you don't see much love coming out of Washington. You only see the love for the corruption, the love for murder, the love for the self, and very little respect for humanity. And we can resolve ourselves that this year we are going to change this paradigm, this matrix, and cause it to collapse on itself, because the one thing that they can't stand is love, and they can't stand light, and they can't stand truth. And all of those three things are God's expression of all of his creation. And so ponder those things as you celebrate the new year, and tune in tomorrow night, because Jim Murray will be back with us, and we'll be talking about science and who knows what else, maybe consciousness. This is. Go ahead,
Jim. Hey, Don Newsom, I know you're listening. I would appreciate it if you would give me just one second out there to let you know that.
I love you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm listening to you. I'm here with you.
Go ahead, Drew. What were you going to say?
I wanted to tell Don Newsom that I really appreciate what he's doing in the background back there to make sure that this show goes on, and to let him know that Don Nikoloff is right on point with what the world needs now is love. Can you give me about a 90 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead, Drew. Go ahead. I got my. Which clock are you looking at? Let me ask you that.
Can you hear that?
No, I can't.
You can't hear it?
No.
Oh, well, I see we're on the wrong computer, but I do have what the world needs now with Burt Bacharach singing the lyrics that Dionne Warwick put out. What the World Needs Now is Love, back in 1969. And I don't understand how in the world you call me on this specific end down here, because on this computer it's like a nightmare. So give me a second here, and we'll see what we can do about bringing this up.
Okay.
Love, sweet love.
Thank you.
Well, I just thought that was necessary since you brought it up. And that is a 90-second clip of Burt Bacharach singing his tune, What the World Needs Now. It's really 40 years old. And I've had that sucker be moved around from an old floppy disk that was... Remember those old floppy disks that were 8x10?
Oh, yeah.
And then I put it on a floppy disk. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven with a floppy disk. It was 3x5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought I'd gone off to Pluto with the floppy disk that was just a diskette. And now I'm in hog heaven. I'm in hog heaven. I mean, I've left the universe with the capabilities of MP3 and being able to store on a CD, 600 audios from music. So, Don, again, God bless you and thank you for a great year. And to Marianne Ponder, wherever you are, around the world, in the universe, girl, you go. You did a good job.
Okay, Drew, I want to say good night and Happy New Year. And again, the show is A Marine's Disquisition, heard daily, Monday through Friday, on blogtalkradio.com and Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. And Drew will be with us this year many, many more times, starting this coming week, probably next Thursday. So stay tuned. As I say goodnight to everybody around the world, especially those in the U.S. military who may be listening in, know that you're on our minds, you're in our prayers, and we send you love and light and hope that you come back and you're honored for all the work, the hard work that you do, and the risks that you take on a daily basis. Special thanks to BBSRadio.com for making Evident Footprints possible, and for Wind Talkers and Blog Talk Radio for carrying the show as well. And to all you out there in the listening audience, I wish everyone a very happy new year, and we'll see you here again tomorrow night. In the meantime, have a good night.